Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, Mr. Trotter, Apostolic Church and Foundation Mission outside of Trotter in the Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is December the 16th, 2017, or it's history 2021. We will start our third service on this Sabbath day that is already entitled Face to Face with Yahshua my Savior. Face to face with Yahshua, my Savior. Face to face, what will it be? When with rapture I behold him, Yahshua, who died for me. Face to face shall I behold him. Far beyond the starry sky, face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. Only faintly now I see him, with the darkening veil between. But a blessed day is coming, when his glory shall be seen. Face to face I shall behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see them by and by. But I'll rejoice in his presence, when I'll banish grief and pain, and the crooked day is coming, when his glory shall be seen. Face to face shall I behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. So blissful moment, face to see and know, face to face with my Redeemer, Yahshua, who loves me so. Face to face shall I behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by.
Part 6, Hear Ye the Rod and Hear Hath Appointed. We're going to continue our study now. Where we left off, Exodus 15:18. Read verse 18. For the Yahshua shall reign over forever and ever. And we found out that we had gone to Psalms 10:16. We had gone to Psalms 10:16 for the confirmation on that. For the Yahshua is a king forever and ever. For the heathen are perished out of his land. Now, Yahshua's land is right here in this great nation of Texas. Texas is the only bogus state by the U.S. that is identified by the United States of America as an annexed nation. It is the only state that is with the origin as a sovereign nation, And yet, it is of a captive nation status right now by the Washington, D.C., District of Columbia, an alien nation that is owned by the Vatican. This is what we call Vatican Number 2, where the second, Dublin's headquarters here in the United States of the America. Texas is the only state, as they call it, that is actually a sovereign nation. When we read about Yahshua saying that he's going to rule over his land, it says there in Psalms 10:16 that Yahshua is the king forever and ever. For the heathen are perished out of his land. Well, isn't this amazing? That we can go to Isaiah 31:9, and we can almost put the information there with this we just read. And it says, and he shall pass over to his stronghold for fear, and his princes shall be afraid of the ensign, said to Yahshua, whose fire is in Zion and his furnace in Jerusalem. So Zion is right here in Texas. The furnace is in Jerusalem. That's just where the original headquarters of Yahshua, this king that reigns forever and ever, over the whole earth. His furnace is in Jerusalem, upon the kingly palace ground in Israel. And wherever Zion is raised up in the earth, and with which Mount Zion the 12th hour is raised up here in Texas, a sovereign nation that is only identified as a captive nation status by the U.S. District of Columbia, but not by the United States of the America. There's a difference. So now we go back to Exodus 15, and we go to verse 19. For the horse of the Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and the Yahshua brought again the waters of the sea upon them, but the children of the Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam the prophetess, okay, here you are, Miriam the sister of Moses, is identified as having the office of inspiration as well. She's with the title of a prophetess, as the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, Sing ye unto the Yahshua, for he hath triumphed gloriously, for the horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. So the Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of the Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness, and found no water. And when they came unto Marah, they could not drink of the waters of the Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah, M-A-R-A-H. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, What shall we drink? And he cried unto Yahshua. And Yahshua showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them, and said, If thou wilt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Yahshua, thy king, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear unto his commandments. Oh, Yahshua has commandments? How can we verify that and keep all his statutes? I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Yahshua that healeth thee. Okay, I'm the Yahshua that healeth thee. Psalms 30, verse 2. Let's go read it. Let's see what we got here. It says, O Yahshua, my king, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. So we want to be healed of all the infirmities, we can cry unto the Yahshua, and he will heal us if we are following the health laws 100%. Now it just says there in John 15:10, he said, If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I've also kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So Yahshua has commandments, his Father has commandments, and they both share their commandments together and put them together in the sanctuary, and you'll find all of those commandments in one place there in Leviticus 23. And we'll go and read all of that. It says in Leviticus 23, start with verse 1. It says, "And the Yahshua spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of the Israel, and say unto them, Concerning the feast of the Yahshua, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts." The Yahshua is also the author of the Ten Commandments, co-author with the Father. We need any proof of that. We can go to Mark 2:27-28 in the New Testament, where Mark is giving a testimony here, stating that what we just read is true. Matthew, Mark, "And he said unto them, The Sabbath was made for the man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Yahshua also of the Sabbath." Okay, so now he is also the master. He's also the ruler of the Sabbath. Also the Sabbath. So now we go back to Leviticus 23. Verse 2, "Speaking to the children and saying to them concerning the..." verse 3. "6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the rest and holy convocation. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahshua and all your dwelling. These are the feasts of Yahshua, even holy convocation, which you shall proclaim in their season. And the 14th day of the first month at the even is Yahshua's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of the unleavened bread unto Yahshua. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. And the first day you shall have an holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by the fire unto Yahshua 7 days. And the seventh day is an holy convocation." Parentheses, I add, the Sabbath. "Ye shall do no servile work therein. And Yahshua speaking to Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of the Israel, and say unto them, When ye be come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall weigh the sheaf before the Yahshua to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath, for the priest shall wave it. And you shall offer that day when ye wave the sheaf and he lamb, without the blemish of the first year, for a burnt offering unto the Yahshua. And the meat offering thereof shall be 2/10 deals of the fine flour, mingled with the oil, an offering made by the fire of the Yahshua for a sweet savor. And the drink offering thereof shall be of the wine, the fourth part of a hin. And ye shall eat neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame day that you have brought an offering unto your Yahweh. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwelling. And you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto the Yahshua. You shall bring out of your habitation 2 wave loaves, a 2/10 deal. They shall be of the fine flour, they shall be baked with leaven, they are the first fruits unto the Yahshua. And you shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without the blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock and 2 rams. They shall be for a burnt offering unto the Yahshua, with their meat offering and their drink offerings, even an offering made by the fire of the sweet savor unto the Yahshua. And you shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of the peace offering, and the priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before the Yahshua with the 2 lambs. They shall be holy unto the Yahshua for the priest. And ye shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be an holy convocation unto you. Ye shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generation." Well, we're the last generation of Israel, so this applies to us as well. "And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make plain riddance of the corners of thy field. When thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleanings of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and unto the stranger. I am the Yahshua your Savior. And the Yahshua spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, So you have a Sabbath, first day of the month, that's the new moon Sabbath. The first day of every new month is a holy day. It's a holy Sabbath day, a memorial of the blowing of trumpets and a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work then, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Yahshua. And the Yahshua spake unto Moses, saying, also on the 10th day of this 7th month, there shall be a day of the atonement. It shall be a holy convocation. And anytime you see anything that says holy feast, holy convocation, it's a holy Sabbath day unto you. And you shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire to Yahshua. And you shall do no work in that same day, for it is the day of the atonement, to make an atonement for you before Yahshua your Savior. Okay, actually this would be before the Yahweh, your Elohim, because Yahshua takes our sin, the repentant sins, by His blood, and before the Father on the Day of the Atonement. So on the Day of Atonement, it's a one-room apartment there in the sanctuary where the two offices are placed together. The two holy places are placed together into one. Yahweh the Father is present there in the Most Holy, and Yahshua is in the Holy before the Father. And so that's what the Day of Atonement is for. For if whosoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that self, in that same day he shall be cut off from among his people. And whosoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. You shall do no manner of the work, it shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of the rest. There it is right there. And you shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at even. From even unto even shall you celebrate your Sabbath. All these holy convocations that falls on different times of the seasons of the year. These additional convocations are called holy Sabbath days. And Yahshua spake unto Moses saying, speak unto the children of the Israel, the 15th day of this 7th month shall be the Feast of the Tabernacle for 7 days unto Yahshua. On the first day shall be an holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by the fire unto the Yahshua. On the 8th day shall be an holy convocation unto you. And he shall offer an offering made by the fire of Yahshua, for it is a solemn assembly. And ye shall do no servile work therein. These are the feasts of the Yahshua, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by the fire unto Yahshua, a burnt offering, and a meat offering, a sacrifice, and drink offering. Everything upon his day, besides the Sabbath of the Yahshua, besides your gifts, besides all your vows, besides all your free will offerings which you give unto the Yahshua. Also on the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto the Yahshua. 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the 8th day shall be a Sabbath. There you are. Leviticus 23 calls all of these annual holy days, monthly holy days, and weekly holy days, call them all Sabbaths. And you shall take you on the first day the boughs of the goodly trees, branches of the palm trees, and the boughs of the thick tree, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice for the Yahshua your Savior 7 days. You shall keep it a feast unto the Yahshua 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generation. You shall celebrate it in the 7th month. You shall dwell in the booth 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in the booth, that your generations may know that I made the children of the Israel to dwell in booths. When I brought them out of the land of the Egypt, I am the Yahshua, your Savior. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feast of the Yahshua and the Father. Exodus 15, we're going to go to verse 18. The Yahweh shall reign over, the Yahshua shall reign over, reign forever and ever. And verse 19, for the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, And Yahshua brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, "Sing ye unto Yahweh, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea." So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink of the water of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. All right, let's skip on now to Exodus chapter 16, verse 1. And they took their journey from Elam, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the children of Sin, wilderness of Sin, which was between Elam and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, "Would to Yahweh we had died by the hand of Yahweh in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then said Yahweh unto Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them, whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily." And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel, "At the even, then you shall know that the Yahweh hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then you shall see the glory of the Yahweh, for that he heareth your murmurings against the Yahweh. And what are we that your murmurings against us?" And Moses said, "This shall be when the Yahweh shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that the Yahweh, or the Yahshua, heareth your murmurings, which you murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Yahshua." Well, actually, when we use the word Yahshua, it's because of the upper and lower case, but Yahweh is involved, though, with the situation, but we have to get used to the idea that Yahshua is the one that's working with Moses directly from that cloud. Verse 9, Exodus 16. And Moses spake unto Aaron, "Say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Yahshua, for he hath heard your murmuring." And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Yahshua appeared in the cloud. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, "I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at even you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Yahweh your Elohim." And it came to pass that at even the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as a hoar frost, on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, "It is manna," for they wished not what it was. And Moses said unto them, "This is the bread which the Yahweh hath given you to eat. This is the thing which the Yahweh hath commanded, gather of it every man according unto his eating, an omer for every man according to the number of your person. Take ye every man for them which are in his tent." And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less, and when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, And he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according unto his eating. And Moses said, let no man leave it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was wroth with them. And they gathered it every morning, every man according unto his eating, and when the sun waxed hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses, and he said unto them, this is that which Yahweh hath, Yahshua hath commanded, hath said, tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Yahshua. Bake that which you will bake today, and see that you will see, and that which remaineth over lay up for you to be kept until the morning. They laid it up until the morning as Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. And then Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Yahweh. Today you shall not find in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. And it came to pass that they went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none. Yahweh said unto Moses, how long refuse you to keep my commandments and my laws? And the Yahshua said unto Moses, see that, for that the Yahshua hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days, abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day. And the house of Israel called the name thereof manna. And it was like a coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like the wafers made with honey. And Moses said, this is the thing which Yahweh commandeth, fill an omer of it to be kept for your generation, that they may see the bread wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness, when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt. Moses said unto Aaron, take your pot, and put an omer full of manna therein, and lay it up before the Yahweh, to be kept for your generation. As the Yahweh commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years, until they came to a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan. Now, an omer is a tenth part of an ephod. That ends Exodus chapter 16. Let's go right on into 17. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according unto the commandment of Yahshua, and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. Then Moses said unto them, why chide ye with me? Wherefore do you tempt Yahshua? And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto the Yahweh, saying, what shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. And Yahweh said unto Moses, go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand, and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb. Alright, now upon the rock, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, as the people may drink. And Moses did so on the side of the elders of Israel, and he called the name of the place Massa and Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, And because they tempted Yahshua, saying, is Yahshua among us or not? Then came Amalek and fought with Israel and Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of the Yahweh in mine hand. So Joshua did as Moses said unto him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, and Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hand. The one on the one side, and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And Joshua said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he said, behold, the Yahshua has sworn that the Yahshua will have war with the Amalek from generation to generation. End of chapter 17 of Exodus. Exodus 18. When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that Yahweh had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, that Yahweh had brought Israel out of Egypt. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her back, and her two sons, of which the name of the one was Gershom, for he said, I have been an alien in a strange land. And the name of the other was Eliezer, for the Yahweh of my father said, he was mine help, and delivered me from the sword of the Pharaoh. And Jethro, Moses' father, and all came with his sons and his wife unto Moses in the wilderness, for he encamped at the mount of the Yahweh. And he said unto Moses, I, thy father-in-law Jethro, am come unto thee, and thy wife, and her two sons with her. Moses went out to meet his father-in-law, and did obeisance and kissed him, and they asked each other of their welfare, and they came into the tent. Moses told his father-in-law all that the Yahshua had done unto Pharaoh and unto the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and all the travail that had come upon them by the way, and how the Yahshua delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Yahshua had done unto Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Jethro said, blessed be the Yahshua, who hath delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of the Pharaoh, who hath delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that Yahweh is greater than all gods. I know that Yahshua is greater than all the gods. For in the thing wherein they dealt proudly, he was above them. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for Yahweh, and Aaron came and all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before Yahweh. And it came to pass on the morning that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood by the Moses from the morning until the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, what is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from the morning unto the evening? And Moses said unto his father-in-law, because the people come unto me to inquire of Yahweh. When they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another, and I do make them know the statutes of Yahweh and his law. And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, the thing that thou doest is not good. Thou wilt surely wear away. both thou and this people that is with thee, for this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Hearken now unto my voice, and I will give thee counsel, and Yahweh shall be with thee. But be thou for the people unto Yahweh ward, and thou mayest bring the cause unto Yahweh. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear Yahweh, men of the truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of the thousands, and rulers of the hundred, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens, and let them judge the people at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself. And they shall bear the burden with thee. If thou shalt do this thing, and Yahweh command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure, and all this people shall also go to their place in peace. So Moses hearkened unto the voice of his father-in-law, and did all that he had said. And Moses chose able men out of all Israel, and made them heads over the people, rulers of the thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And they judged the people at all seasons. The hard causes they brought unto Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. And Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went his way into his own land. And the third, okay, that's the end of chapter 18. We're going to chapter 19. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of the Sinai. For they were departed from the Rephidim, and were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up unto the Yahweh, and the Yahshua called him out of the mountain, saying, it says God in one place and Lord in another. Okay, shalt thou say unto the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all the people, for all the earth is mine. Now this is Yahshua addressing the people. He says, the reason I'm saying this is because all the earth is mine. So this is very important, because Yahweh has given this earth to his son. All the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all these words which Yahweh commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Yahshua has spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Yahshua. And the Yahshua said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, they believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Yahshua. And Yahshua said unto Moses, go unto the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and be ready against the third day. For the third day of the Yahshua will come down the sight of all the people upon the Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, take heed unto yourselves, that ye go not up into the mount, or touch the border of it. Whosoever touches the mount shall be surely put to death. There shall not an hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned, or shot through. Whether it be beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up unto the mount. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people, and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, Be ready against the third day, come not at your wives. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud. So then all the people that was in the camp trembled, and Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with Yahweh, and they stood at the nether part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on the smoke, because of Yahweh descended upon it in a fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the mount trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and Yahweh answered him by a voice. And the Yahweh came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount, and the Yahweh called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. And Yahweh, and Yahshua said unto Moses, Go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Yahshua to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also which come near to Yahshua sanctify themselves, lest the Yahshua break forth upon them. And Moses said unto to the Yahshua, The people cannot come up to the Mount Sinai, for thou charges their sins. Set bounds about the mount, and sanctify it. And Yahshua said unto him, Away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron, and with thee. But let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto Yahshua, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down unto the people and spake unto them. Okay, that's the end of chapter 19.
Exodus 20, verse 1. And Yahweh spake all these words, saying, I am the Yahweh, the Elohim, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods, no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, and that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Yahweh, the Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercies unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Yahweh, the Elohim, in vain, for the Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Yahweh, thy Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Yahweh the Elohim giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Now all the people saw the thunders and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, and when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, Speak thou with us, and we will hear, but let not Yahweh speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, Fear not, for Yahweh has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness, where Yahweh was, and the Yahweh said unto Moses, Thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, You have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall you make unto you gods of gold. And an altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings, and thy peace offerings, thy sheep, and thine oxen, in all places where I record my name. I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee,
And if thou wilt make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of the hewn stone. For if thou lift up thy tool upon it, thou hast polluted it. Neither shalt thou go up by steps unto mine altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. End of chapter 20. Let's go on into Exodus 21. It said, now these are the judgments which thou shalt set before them. If thou buy an Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve. And in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. If he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master have given him a wife, and she have borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free, then his master shall bring him unto the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, or unto the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. If a man sell his daughter to be a maidservant, she shall not go out as a men's servants do. If she please not her master, who hath betrothed her to himself, then shall he let her be redeemed, to sell her unto a strange nation. He shall have no power, seeing he hath dealt deceitfully with her. And if he have betrothed unto his son, he shall deal with her after the manner of daughters. If he take him another wife, her food, her raiment, and her duty of marriage shall he not diminish. And if he do not these things unto her, then shall she go out free without money. He that smiteth a man so that he die, shall be surely put to death. And if a man lie not in wait, but Yahweh deliver him into his hand, then I will appoint thee a place whither he shall flee. But if a man come presumptuously upon his neighbor to slay him with guile, thou shalt take him from mine altar, that he may die. And he that smiteth his father or his mother shall be surely be put to death. And he that stealeth a man and selleth him, for if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. And he that curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. And if men strive together, and one smite another with a stone or with his fish, and he die not, but keepeth his bed, if he rise again and walk abroad upon his staff, then shall he that smote him be quit. Only he shall pay for the loss of his time, and shall cause him to be thoroughly healed. If any man smite his servant or his maid with a rod, and he die under his hand, he shall be surely punished. Notwithstanding, if he continue a day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is his money. If men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her, and yet no mischief follow, he shall be surely punished, according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. And if any mischief follow, then thou shalt give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. If a man smite the eye of his servant or the eye of his maid that it perish, he shall let him go free for his eye's sake. And if he smite out his manservant's tooth or his maidservant's tooth, he shall let him go free for his tooth's sake. If an ox gore a man or a woman that they die, then the ox shall be surely stoned, and his flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the ox shall be quit. But if the ox were wont to push with his horn in time past, and it hath been testified to his owner, and he hath not kept him in, but that he hath killed a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and his owner also shall be put to death. If there be laid on him a sum of money, then he shall give for the ransom of his life whatsoever. whether he have gored a son or have gored a daughter, according unto his judgment, shall it be done unto him. If the ox shall push a manservant or a maidservant, he shall give unto their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. If a man shall open a pit, or if a man shall dig a pit, and not cover it, and an ox or an ass fall in it therein, the owner of the pit shall make it good, and give money unto the owner of them, and the dead beast shall be his. If one man's ox hurt another, that he die, then they shall sell the live ox and divide the money of it, and the dead ox also they shall divide. Or if it be known that the ox hath used the push in time past, and his owner hath not kept him in, he shall surely pay ox for ox, and the dead shall be his own. Okay, that ends chapter 21. Okay, now let's go into, let's go to Leviticus chapter 27, verse 1. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when a man shall make a singular vow, the person shall be for the Yahweh by the estimation, and thy estimation shall be of the male from 20 years old, even unto 60 years old, even thy estimation shall be 50 shekels of silver at the shekel of the sanctuary. And if it be a female, then thy estimation shall be 30 shekels. And if it be from 5 years old, even unto 20 years old, then thy estimation shall be of the male 20 shekels, and for the female 10 shekels. And if it be from a month old, even unto 5 years old, then thy estimation shall be of the male 5 shekels of silver, and for the female thy estimation shall be 3 shekels of silver. And if it be from 60 years old and above, if it be a male, then thy estimation shall be 15 shekels, and for the female 10 shekels. But if he be poor, then thy estimation, then he shall present himself before the priest, and the priest shall value him according to his ability, that thou shall the priest value him. But if it be a beast whereof men bring an offering unto the Yahweh, all that any man giveth of such unto the Yahweh shall be holy. He shall not alter it, nor change it, a good for a bad, or a bad for good. And if he shall that all change beast for beast, and it and the exchange thereof shall be holy. And if it be any unclean beast, or if they do not offer a sacrifice unto the Yahweh, then he shall present the beast before the priest. And the priest shall value it, whether it be good or bad, as thou valuest it. Who art the priest? So shall it be. But if he will at all redeem it, then he shall add a fifth part thereof unto thy estimation. And when a man shall sanctify his house to be holy unto Yahweh, then the priest shall estimate it, whether it be good or bad. As the priest shall estimate it, so shall it stand. And if he that sanctified it will redeem his house, then he shall add the fifth part of the money of thy estimation unto it, and it shall be his. If a man shall sanctify unto the Yahweh some part of the field of his possession, then thy estimation shall be according unto the seed thereof. And homer of barley, seed shall be valued at 50 shekels of silver. If he sanctify his field from the year of Jubilee, according unto the estimation it shall stand. But if he sanctify his field after the Jubilee, then the priest shall reckon unto him the money according unto the years that remain, even unto the year of the Jubilee, and it shall be abated from thy estimation. And if he that sanctified the field will in any wise redeem it, then he shall add the fifth part of the money of thy estimation unto it, and it shall be assured unto him. And if he will not redeem the field, or if he have sold the field to another man, it shall not be redeemed any more. But the field, when it goeth out in the Jubilee, shall be holy unto the Yahweh, as a field devoted. The possession thereof shall be the priest. And if a man sanctify unto the Yahweh a field which he hath bought, which is not of the fields of his possession,
then the priest shall reckon unto him the worth of thy estimation, even unto the year of the Jubilee, and he shall give thine estimation in that day as a holy thing unto Yahweh. In the year of the Jubilee, the field shall return unto him of whom it was bought, even unto him to whom the possession of the land did belong. And all thy estimation shall be according unto the shekel of the sanctuary. 20 gerahs shall be the shekel. Only the firstling of the beast, which should be the Yahweh's firstlings, no man shall sanctify it, whether it be ox or sheep, it is the Yahweh's. And if it be of an unclean beast, then he shall redeem it according unto thine estimation, and shall add a fifth part of it thereto. Or if it be not redeemed, then it shall be sold according unto thy estimation. Notwithstanding, no devoted thing that a man shall devote unto the Yahweh of all that he hath, both of man and beast, and of the field of his possession, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted thing is most holy unto the Yahweh. None devoted which shall be devoted of men shall be redeemed, but shall surely be put to death. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Yahshua. It is holy unto the Yahweh. And if a man will at all redeem all of his tithe, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof. And concerning the tithe of the herd or of the flock, even of whatsoever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Yahweh. He shall not search whether it be good or bad, neither shall he change it, and if he change it at all, then both he and the change thereof shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. These are the commandments which Yahweh commanded Moses for the children of Israel in the Mount Sinai. This brings the close of our study. This hour, contact us at the 11th hour call. That's number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound.